This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A sweeping $433 billion package in the Senate aims to address climate change, force down health care costs, alter tax rules, and reduce the federal deficit. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it would be, quote, the greatest pro-climate legislation ever passed by Congress. It's at least within reach after Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat from West Virginia, surprised just about everyone by switching in favor of the bill. Here's Marketplace's Lily Jamali.
The Senate package includes a wide array of incentives that would help the U.S. reduce greenhouse gas emissions that contribute to global warming. It would ramp up investments in renewable technologies and goes further by creating a new tax credit for batteries that help store energy.
And I think that's really important.
Michael Wara directs the Climate and Energy Policy Program at Stanford's Woods Institute for the Environment.
As we put more wind and solar on the grid, we need some form of energy storage to provide the always-on electricity that everyone expects.
While the deal came as a welcome surprise to many climate advocates, it includes concessions that helped get Senator Joe Manchin on board, like the sale of new oil and gas leases in the Gulf of Mexico and off the Alaskan coast. Those worry Billy Fleming of the University of Pennsylvania.
The lease structure here seems to say that any offshore wind project that gets permitted or authorized in the U.S. kind of going forward after this passes would have to be offset with a oil and gas exploration lease of comparable size.
He says the bill's support for more fossil fuel extraction could end up canceling out some of the advances the package makes in the fight against climate change. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.